2023年精编初中英语教学与评估，听力部分四。
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力。
1 Listening Comprehension
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. The boy is keen on the ice snow sports.
The boy is keen on the ice snow sports.
2. We should learn to protect ourselves when there is a fire.
We should learn to protect ourselves when there is a fire.
3. Eating and drinking are not allowed in the library.
Eating and drinking are not allowed in the library.
4. Yesterday morning, I saw Xiao Wang walking his dog in our neighborhood.
Yesterday morning, I saw Xiao Wang walking his dog in our neighborhood.
5. Dragon dance is a traditional Chinese skill.And can often be seen in China.
Dragon dance is a traditional Chinese skill and can often be seen in China.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。6. I'm so glad it's sunny today. The snow has stopped.
The weather report says it will be rainy tomorrow.
Question, what's the weather like today? 请再听一遍。I'm so glad it's sunny today. The snow has stopped.
The weather report says it will be rainy tomorrow.
Question, what's the weather like today?
Seven. Hi, Ruby.Can you tell me Helen's room number?
Sure, she lives in room 305, and I live in room 503.
Question, which room does Helen live in?
请再听一遍。
Hi, Ruby, can you tell me Helen's room number?
Sure, she lives in room 305, and I live in room 503.
Question, which room does Helen live in?
8. Good morning, sir. Where is boarding gate 26? I'm taking the flight to Sydney.
It's on the second floor. Please take the escalator on your right.
Question. Where does the dialogue most probably take place? 请再听一遍。Good morning, sir. Where is boarding gate 26? I'm taking the flight to Sydney.
It's on the second floor.Please take the escalator on your right.
Question, where does the dialogue most probably take place? 9. What would you like to do this weekend, Mike?
I would like to go fishing. But last weekend, I went hiking. What about you?
I am going swimming this weekend.
Question.What does Mike want to do this weekend?
请再听一遍。What would you like to do this weekend, Mike?
I would like to go fishing. But last weekend, I went hiking. What about you?
I am going swimming this weekend.
Question. What does Mike want to do this weekend?
10.What's wrong with you, Eddie? You look upset.
Hi, Kitty. There will be a physics test next week. But I'm afraid I won't pass it.
Don't worry. Just get prepared. Listen more carefully. Do more exercises. If you have any problem, you can ask your teacher for help. I can also help you.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue?
请再听一遍。What's wrong with you, Eddie? You look upset.
Hi, Kitty. There will be a physics test next week. But I'm afraid I won't pass it.
Don't worry. Just get prepared. Listen more carefully. Do more exercises. If you have any problem, you can ask your teacher for help. I can also help you.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Ted was a middle-aged man, and he was of average height. He worked in a factory in a big town. Ted liked fishing very much, and he was very good at it. Whenever he was free, he went down to the small river behind the factory and tried to catch some fish. But there were very few there, because the water was so dirty. Then one summer, he went to the seaside during the holidays and stayed at a small cheap hotel. I've never fished in the sea before, he thought. It will be rather different from fishing in our river. On the first day, he caught a lot of fish and was very happy. He gave them to the hotel, and they cooked them for all the guests, and they enjoyed them very much. After that, he did this every day. But when Ted got his bill at the end of the week, he saw on it, for oil to fry fish, 7 days, £3.50.
请再听一遍。
Ted was a middle-aged man, and he was of average height. He worked in a factory in a big town. Ted liked fishing very much, and he was very good at it. Whenever he was free, he went down to the small river behind the factory and tried to catch some fish. But there were very few there, because the water was so dirty. Then one summer, he went to the seaside during the holidays and stayed at a small cheap hotel. I've never fished in the sea before, he thought. It will be rather different from fishing in our river. On the first day, he caught a lot of fish and was very happy. He gave them to the hotel, and they cooked them for all the guests, and they enjoyed them very much. After that, he did this every day. But when Ted got his bill at the end of the week, he saw on it, for oil to fry fish, 7 days, £3.50. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。A man was walking through an elephant camp and found that the elephants weren't being kept in cages or held by chains. All that was holding them back from running away from the camp was a small piece of rope. It was just tied to one of their legs.As the man looked at the elephants, he couldn't understand it. Why didn't the elephants just use their strength to break the rope and run away from the camp? They could easily make it, but instead, they didn't try at all. Then he asked a trainer nearby why it was so. When they were very young and much smaller, we used the same size of rope to tie them,and at that age, it was enough to hold them. As they grew up, they still believed that they couldn't break away, the trainer answered, and the man was in silence. How many of us go through life like the elephants, holding on to the belief that we cannot do something simply because we failed in it once and sometimes before?
请再听一遍。
A man was walking through an elephant camp and found that the elephants weren't being kept in cages or held by chains. All that was holding them back from running away from the camp was a small piece of rope. It was just tied to one of their legs. As the man looked at the elephants, he couldn't understand it. Why didn't the elephants just use their strength to break the rope and run away from the camp? They could easily make it, but instead, they didn't try at all. Then he asked a trainer nearby why it was so. When they were very young and much smaller, we used the same size of rope to tie them, and at that age, it was enough to hold them. As they grew up, they still believed that they couldn't break away, the trainer answered, and the man was in silence. How many of us go through life like the elephants, holding on to the belief that we cannot do something simply because we failed in it once and sometimes before?